Now let's think about Paul's words there in Ephesians 5, verse 8. Who was he speaking to? Who was he addressing? He was addressing a church that was comprised of those who in prior years and previous experiences were pagans and idolaters, and those who had satisfied their lives with empty, vain philosophy and reasonings. And Paul says to the Ephesian believers who were saved, what a tremendous transaction has been taking place. What a great thing has happened to you. You've been called out of your darkness of sin. You've been called and you've been thrust and you've been drawn into the light of God. Walk in that light, he says. Don't just say that you've been called into it, but walk in that same light as well. And so we are immediately challenged. I know I am this morning. I can't hide. There's no place for me to hide away. There are many Christians and they are very happy to say they are Christian, but they are not very happy to say they are light of the world. You think about it. Let's be honest with our hearts this morning. We're content to go so far in our profession of Christianity, as far as it may be comfortable or even fashionable in the eyes of some, but we want to be on our own. We want to be hidden away. We want to be sort of quietly doing our own little thing. As Christians, we're quite happy every day to read and pray now and then and just to go through our day and to do our work, and we'll get together on Sunday. Maybe we'll go every now and then to church during the week, but that's all I'm willing to do as a Christian. And Christ says, no, you're the light of the world. And there's no room to maneuver this. There's no way in which anyone can escape and say, but that's just for the preacher, and that's just for someone else. That's for the really good Christians who are strong in faith. No, no, he says, if you say you're Christian, ye are the light of the world. You can't qualify it any other way. And if that's too much attention upon us, if it's too serious a form of Christianity, if it's too difficult, then we have to question, don't we, where we are anyway, if we say that we are the Lord's. Because one of the most powerful things has happened when you've become a Christian. You've been taken out of darkness, out of your sin, out of your unbelief, and God has said, I have put you into light. And you can't stand in light and say, well, you know, it's too bright for me. You're the light of the world.